from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to the Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM studio. I'm your host, Nashreen Jacobs, and inshallah, I'll be with you up until 12 a.m. today, inshallah. I don't know if a.m. means after or before. Definitely, every Tuesday, we have a book review segment on our show. Joining us online is Maryam Ismail. She's the author of The Orphan in Search of the Truth. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful book that was published. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Maryam?
I'm well, alhamdulillah. Just a bit nervous.
There's no need to be nervous. Your book is amazing, so you speak with words. Beautiful, mashallah. So tell us about yourself. Tell us about the work that you do, inshallah.
Okay. My name is Maryam Ismail. I'm from Cravenby. Mm-hmm. I was raised by a single mother, mm-hmm. and a loving grandmother and sister.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed with HSP, yeah. known as Henoch-Schönlein-Purpura, as a young child. I started writing at the age of 23, and alhamdulillah, I got my book published at the age of 25.
Mashallah, that's beautiful. So have you always felt this passion for writing?
I've never really come across as myself being a writer. My mom always told me that I should write a book because I had a very vivid imagination. Mm-hmm. So you'd give me one word and I could give you a lot of sentences about that one specific word. So I guess that inspiration somehow just kicked in and that I found myself writing and it just ended up into a book.
Okay, so as the author of The Orphan in Search of the Truth, when was this book launched?
Alhamdulillah, the book was launched on the 5th of December 2020 mm-hmm. in Roodepoort, Johannesburg.
The synopsis, can you give our listeners a little bit about what the book is about?
While growing up, Alicia could not understand as to why her parents abandoned her at 3 months old mm-hmm. and left her in an orphanage in Transylvania. It was only before Alicia turned 18 mm-hmm. that she met Raj, the guy who was accompanying Alicia and her best friend Ria to Sunnyvale Bloom, the place that holds the truth to Alicia's past and yet holds Alicia's mystery as well. Alicia then discovered the true identity of Raj. What is the connection between Raj and Sunnyvale Bloom? Is Raj really who he says he is?
Wow, this book sounds so interesting. Oh my God, it sounds like gripping already and I haven't even touched it yet. I just browsed through it. Beautiful. Can you tell me, you know, generally with Islam, we know that we must care for orphans, but what does the Quran say about caring for orphans?
The Quran says about looking after the orphans and the importance of caring for them and showing them kindness. Although my book is not actually based on in any way relating to any religious aspect mm-hmm. of orphans. Mm-hmm. It is more based on a person that is just trying to find out where she comes from, why her parents abandoned her, yeah. and all those. So it's purely just a normal fiction novel.
Yeah.
But if you're looking according to the religion, then we know the importance Islam gives to orphans.
So tell me, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, to be honest, I just woke up one morning and I, while laying actually in my room, I was like, I can't wait to leave this place. Mm. So the beginning of chapter one is basically what I felt. Yeah. And while I felt that, I was like, I jumped out of bed and I just grabbed a pen and paper and I started writing down exactly all of the things that came to my mind.
Yeah.
And I come to today, it just turned into a book.
Wow, that's so beautiful. It's almost like wahi to you. I'm joking. So tell me, have you learned anything like during the course of you writing this book? And it sounds like you wrote it, if I'm correct, and correct me, please. You wrote it for a duration of maybe 2 years, I'm thinking, if I'm correct.
Plus minus 2 years.
Yeah. So during the course of you writing this book, is there any valuable lessons that you've learned?
Yes, I've actually learned that besides how often the way they feel and stuff, I mean, I have my mom with me still, so I've actually learned a lot of things that it takes time to write a book. We shouldn't rush into it. It takes patience. It takes, you need to have compassion with yourself as well. You need to have that understanding and try to put yourself in the shoes of an orphan before we actually go on to judge them, because there are a lot of things that they could be going through that we don't know about.
Beautifully said. Very well. You sound like us, like such a professional writer. And the book is also beautiful. It looks like, you know, like you've been writing forever. MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to keep you with these inspirations, inshallah. Tell me, if I wanted to purchase this book or I wanted to know a little bit more, where can I find it? How do I get in touch with you to get this book?
Okay, they can contact me on WhatsApp on 067-604-3901.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can contact me on Facebook as well, right, under Miriam Ishma or Miriam Streets.
Okay, that's beautiful. I'm going to repeat that number again. It's 067-604-3901. That's to contact Maryam Ishmael on her beautiful book, The Orphan in Search of the Truth. How can people, you know, okay, so you said Facebook and contacting you directly. Is there bookstores that are maybe keeping or holding onto this book right now?
Currently now, due to the pandemic and COVID, I haven't approached any of the bookstores in Cape Town as yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there will be books available at Books Africa in Johannesburg.
Okay, wonderful. Any final words to our listeners? Anything that you want to say?
Yes, my advice to everyone, especially to those who have faced similar challenges like me or that's going through similar challenges, never give up.
Yeah.
Don't ever give up. Today it might seem like you're getting nowhere, but you never know what tomorrow holds.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my mother has been my biggest strength.
Yeah.
She has, she never gave up on me despite my illness.
Yeah.
She has driven me to actually get this book published as well.
Yeah.
And to my grandmother, my sister, and my brother-in-law, thank you for the support and for being there to help me as well. And to those who want to start writing,
mm-hmm,
my advice to you guys is don't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fix the pen up and start writing now. One line will get you somewhere.
Yeah.
So believe it, dream it, and achieve it.
MashaAllah, beautifully said, Maryam, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakah in this project that you are busy with, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you so much more inspiration so that you can inspire us with this writing beautiful books, inshallah. Beautiful. Maryam, we have run out of time. I'm going to love and leave you and say shukran so much for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo. My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, the voice of the Cape.